Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Are you speaking to the named... I apologize. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. I've got a frog in my throat.
No problem. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
I will, yes.
Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Oh, you could put down white Anglo-Saxon.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else.
An Independent.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
All right. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of zero to ten how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Well, 10 mean the most focused?
Yes, ma'am. 10 is the most important, and 0 is the not important at all.
Well, I'd say it's a 9.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights.
9.
Okay. Lowering the rent.
The rent?
Yes,
did you say lowering the rent?
Yes.
Wow, that's a 5. That's 4 or 5.
Okay. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
At 9, 10.
Okay. Funding for mental health services.
That's a 10.
Okay. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
That's 5.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
That one's tough. I'm going to say 8.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Ron Wyden.
5.
Okay. Just keep in mind this is a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. 50.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
90.
Republicans in Congress.
70.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Democrats in Congress.
30.
J.D. Vance.
I'm still been thinking, but I'm going to say 60.
Okay. Donald Trump.
50.
Okay. Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
Mm-hmm. 50.
MAGA Republicans.
I'll give him a 60.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, I'd vote for Donald Trump, but I don't like him.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez de Remer.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
I don't know, 70. I might,
Would you say a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
A fair chance. I'll give her that.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
No, strongly. No, approve.
Okay. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living with the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off, that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum? Lori Chavez, okay.
And if you want to put any remarks down, the reason I won't vote for Janelle Bynum is because of those hateful ads that she ran on TV. I think that was, I don't want somebody that's that hateful.
Okay. And what's the...
No, but go ahead.
Sorry. Did you want to say something else? I apologize.
No, I'm done. I just can't believe that was that hateful.
Okay. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Remer?
I feel like she's supporting the rural America better and understands rural Americans. I know, and I know a lot of people have said that she hasn't carried through like she said she would, but I still think it takes time, so I'm still sticking with her.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this? 0 being not at all convincing, 10 being very, very convincing.
Oh, I think she's very honest. I think it's very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
Well, it's a 10.
Okay. Thank you. Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had a good intention. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem. To recriminalize drugs, Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
10, I believe that.
Okay. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our community is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead.
I don't know if she's sincere, so I'm going to say a seven.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I'd stick with Lori Chavez.
No problem. Thank you. Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is a now-out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all to you?
It's an issue, somewhat, for sure.
Okay. Would you say quite a bit or just some?
Quite a bit.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Reamer, sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that does not tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
It's bothering me, yes. So a great deal.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
That's really tough when you talk about some of the things you just said, because I have heard that's true about Lori, but I got really mad at Janelle for all the commercials about abortion, because I believe in abortion, but I felt like she was really, really hateful. So I don't know. I'm going to have to say I don't know. I'm undecided at this point. I'll think about it some more.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards, Lori Chavez or Janelle Bynum?
I'm not going to say. I might switch. I'm one of those. I might vote for Janelle Bynum because I have heard a lot of complaints about Lori not living up to what she said.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
If you're telling the truth.
The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master's plus.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Would you say it applies to you or to the household?
Household. Well, yeah. That's me too. Yes, me.
Okay.
I'm still part of it. Go ahead.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate it. Have a good night, ma'am.
That was interesting. Thank you.